Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
Well, as we continue on in our study in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, we come to a section that I have entitled Learning Contentment. Paul deals with how to cultivate the rare jewel of Christian contentment. And contentment is a rare jewel indeed. I'm afraid that there are fewer people who acquire it than those who do not. Now, actually, Christians should be the most contented people on earth. But there are far too many believers who fall short of this important condition. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Paul acquired the rare jewel of contentment, but it didn't come automatically. According to his own words, he had to learn it. I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. It did not come automatically, even to an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul addresses this issue in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, beginning at verse 17. Now, as you recall, the seventh chapter is about marriage. And therefore, this section on learning contentment may appear to be a different topic, at least at first glance, but actually, it is really the same topic, and it is addressing the root of marriage issues. Singles who wanted to be married, and married people who wanted to be single, and at the root of many of these questions was a basic lack of contentment. Now, the general principle is stated three times in eight verses, and we'll look at each of those times as we get started into this subject today, which is Monday, October 11, 2021. We're grateful for your presence, and we are very grateful for the help, financial help, of some of you who recognize that we do need your financial support in order to continue teaching God's Word on this station. The general principle, we read about it in verse 17, first of all, but as God has distributed to each one, as the Lord has called each one, so let him walk. But as God has distributed to each one, as the Lord has called each one, so let him walk. We find a second statement of verse 20. Let each one remain in the same calling in which he was called. And a third statement of verse 24. Brethren, let each one remain with God in the state in which he was called. Now, all of these deal with the same issue, the matter of being content where you are, being content with what God has given you, being content with where God has led you, being content with what God has provided for you, recognizing that God has provided for you exactly what you need, and learning, therefore, to be content. Back to the first statement in verse 17. But as God has distributed to each one, as the Lord has called each one, so let him walk. And it continues by saying, and so I ordain in all the churches. What is this statement telling us? It tells us, first of all, that our circumstances are ordained by God. But as God has distributed to each one, or that could be translated as God has assigned to each one. And then it goes on to say, as the Lord has called each one. Our call to salvation was ordained by God, as the Lord has called each one. God chose our circumstances before our conversion. God saved us in the midst of those very circumstances, whatever they may be, different for you than for me. God uses our circumstances to make us as He designs us to be. Therefore, we must accept these appointments and walk accordingly. So let Him walk. You catch the drift, the progression of what Paul states here? But as God has distributed or assigned to each one, as the Lord has called each one, so let him walk. And this general principle applies equally to every Christian, which is indicated by that last phrase, and so I ordain in all the churches. This is not just for the Corinthians. This is just not for the married or the ones who are single who want to be married, or just for the married ones who are in a marriage that they wish they were not in, though it certainly applies to them. And in the context, that's the ones that it applies to most directly, but it's a much bigger, broader principle, and it doesn't just apply to Corinthian Christians, it applies to all Christians. It doesn't just apply to married Christians, it applies to all Christians. It doesn't just apply to single Christians, it applies to all Christians. We are to accept the appointments of God in our life and walk accordingly. The circumstances of your life are God's appointments. Therefore, submit to them in humble obedience. That's the meaning of verse 17. And I will state it again. The circumstances of your life are God's appointments for you at this time. Therefore, submit to them in humble obedience. Do I need to elaborate on that statement? What are you struggling with today? What do you have in your life that you want to see changed? What is in your life that you are unhappy with and you frankly are unsubmitted to God concerning? You don't like this or that, and you are determined that you cannot be happy, you will not be happy, you cannot be content unless that circumstance changes. Now, is God able to change that circumstance? Of course He is. Has God changed that circumstance yet? No, evidently He has not, or we wouldn't be looking at it. We wouldn't be talking about it right now. We wouldn't be focusing on it. We wouldn't be wrestling with it. We wouldn't be resenting it if God had changed it. So there is something in your life that you are not content with, but if you will think about it for a little while, doesn't take too much thought, to bring your theology to bear upon your feelings, to bring your knowledge of God and God's Word to bear upon your circumstances in life, to realize that what I am dealing with right now, I'm dealing with because God has appointed that to me for this time. Therefore, if God appointed it, my only right choice is to submit to it in humble obedience, whatever it may be. I'm not happy with my marriage, but God has appointed the circumstances of your marriage. Therefore, you need to accept it humbly and obediently and thankfully. You may not be happy with your job, but God gave you that job, God has appointed the circumstances in your job that you're not happy with at the moment. It is true, God very well may change those things, but until he does, you are not honoring God by being discontent. There's nothing wrong with saying, Lord, I would sure like for you to provide a different job. I would really be thankful if you would do that. I think I would benefit from that. A different job with a different schedule or different whatever would enhance my ability to serve you, would enhance my ability to be more regular in church, would enhance my ability to minister better to my family, and so forth and so on. There can be a lot of reasons why you would desire a different job, and God very well may grant that desire, but until he does, he wants you to be content in the job where you are. And of course, I can go on and illustrate this in every area of life. I remember years ago a man coming to me and saying, I need some advice. And this related to ministry. This was a man who was involved in Christian ministry, and he said, I need some advice. I have been asked to take a position in another state, another circumstance from the one I'm in now, and I don't know whether I need to do this or not. Whether I ought to do this or not. The way he framed it was, I don't know if this is God's will or not. So you've got to help me figure that out. All right. I'll try to help you. Let me ask you a few questions. The place where you are now, the ministry where you are now, did God place you in that ministry? Oh, yes. Are you sure about that? Absolutely sure. I was never more sure of anything in my life that God called me to leave a previous ministry in another state and to come here and take this one. I did that because God directed in it. I did that because I was absolutely certain it was God's will. God put me here. Okay, now you're considering going to a ministry in another place, another state. Are you certain that God is leading you there? Well, no. If I were certain about that, I wouldn't be asking you. I would be calling the moving van. I would be packing, all right? So, the ministry you're in now, you are certain God led you to. The ministry that you are considering, you are not certain that God is leading you to that. Why would you have any difficulty figuring this out? This is not rocket science. This doesn't require a PhD. You don't need to hear God speak to you in an audible voice from heaven. You don't need to search your Bible to see if you can find some place where the Bible says God wants you to go to such and such a state and take such and such a ministry position, because of course that's not in the Bible, and you know that as well as I do. But according to your own responses to my questions, it's pretty clear. The only thing you're sure of is that God placed you where you are. God wanted you where you are. You're not sure that God wants you anyplace else, so stay put until you're sure. It's as simple as that. Now, I don't know if that completely captures what's going on here in this verse, but it helps to capture it to some degree. Whatever circumstance you are in right now, God put you in that circumstance because God is sovereign. Because God could have prevented you from being in that circumstance. You believe that, don't you? He could have, but he didn't. So evidently, that's what he wants for you. So if God wants that for you, if God designed that for you for now, then how are you going to honor him? By being unhappy with what he has done, or by accepting it with a grateful and humble heart? Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.